2:51, the home stretch continuing on. Hour number one, talking Brewers, AM 1570, 95.3 FM, the score. I am Justin Hull. Super Show Friday, co-host J.P. Cadorn with Sports 32 and Kyle Loebner from Brew Crew Ball, who's with us for the next 4 minutes. So if you have any final questions, we literally have 4 minutes. 281-1570. Go ahead and get those in, and we'll finish up talking Brewers there. White Sox series, 32-37. I'll throw this idea out there. 500 at the All-Star break. Is that the common goal right now? What, I mean, it's kind of a lofty goal, but that's realistic where, you know, you got to be in it if you're going to be there. Or opposite way, whatever I just said.
I think they could still be in it if they're a game or two below, but not much below. I think they need to be above 500 the rest of the way here. If you could gain 3 games over the next couple weeks, that'd be really good. I don't think, you know, a few weeks ago we talked about a 15-game stretch where they needed to go 10-5. This team is really
what
not...
What did they do in that stretch, 8-7?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not a team that's been
very... It's over 500.
This is not a team that's been very good this year at beating teams they should beat. You know, situations where you say, oh, they should take 2 or 3 this weekend, doesn't always happen. So I think it's hard to look at any stretch of games and say, oh, yeah, they should win here because night in, night out, they may or may not. Getting back close to 500 by the All-Star break, I think, puts them in it. They were 4 games out when they traded for Sabathia in 2008. If you can get back to that range, I think you consider it, but I think it's a long road to get there.
Big week next week, though, because you do have 3 against Cincinnati. So if you win that series, you're guaranteed to make a game. And if for some reason you go out there and sweep that series, I mean, you really put yourself in great shape.
I don't know. I just don't get why it's so pessimistic right now. So here, we're talking like they need to get to within 500. Look around the standings. Yankees, 14 games over 500. Rangers, 16 games over. Who do we have? Washington, 13 games over. The Dodgers are 14 games over. Cincinnati, who leads the NL Central, they're only 8 games over 500. They're 38-30. So this division, everybody is just mired in a puddle of crap, it seems. You know, just nobody. You guys were saying before that Cincinnati's kind of not running away with it, but they're kind of distancing themselves. Not really. But the Brewers have been hanging around 7 games back for the past, what, 2 months?
But Cincinnati's the one team in this division that has taken a 500 record and pushed it to 8 games
Cincinnati.
Out. That's where they've separated themselves. And that lead in the division, I mean, you had the series where I think they swept Cleveland. Pittsburgh got swept. St. Louis lost 2 out of 3, and Milwaukee was swept.
Yeah.
So that's where they were able to create some of that space.
And the gap was actually a little bigger earlier this week. Cincinnati just got swept by Cleveland this week, 3 straight, so they fell back a little bit. I mean, it's not that they're not in it. It's that they're behind 3 teams. They're 8 games back or 7.5
one
today.
One of them's Pittsburgh, so they'll nosedive. They'll take care of themselves.
So you only have one other team.
Nonetheless, though, the Brewers need to get outplayed by one of those three teams, and the division is out of play.
Yeah.
So that's a tough row. And, you know, when you look at it, the Brewers have an opportunity in that they have a lot of games left against the NL Central. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're looking at something like 92 games left after today.
And I think 20 of them are against the Pirates.
And a whole bunch of them are against the Cubs, too. So there's a strong chance. The Brewers have played the Pirates 3 times all year, so there should still be 12 left of the final 90 against the Pirates. And plus some against the Astros. So there's an opportunity to gain some ground. They've also got a bunch of games against the Reds. If they could win those, it would make a big difference. But it's not a lock that they will do it.
Kyle, Brew Crew Ball, take us through what our listeners will find there. You got about 60 seconds.
Well, it's kind of a slow off day today for the Frosty Mug, but we've got our Brewer of the Week voting coming up at 3 o'clock here, so opening up in just a few minutes. We've got our White Sox series preview. We talked to Southside Sox, our SBN White Sox site, about the White Sox today. We'll have our game preview up at 5 o'clock and all the game coverage you can possibly stomach tonight.
Outstanding. We do this every Friday. It's Kyle Loebner from Brew Crew Ball who joins us to talk Brewers. We take your questions, your comments. Kyle will be in next week with Joey D. I will be recovering from Foo Fighters fun. So, Kyle, I will talk to you in 2 weeks, and thanks as always for coming in today, right?
Hey, thanks for having me.